Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
What have you got there?
It could be evidence.
Let go! Stop it! No more questions.
Back off.
Hey! What is going on?
Should I hurry up and talk fast before you move out again?
Caleb, there's someone following you. I think it's a cop.
Yeah, I'll deal with this.
Are you okay?
Your panels came back with high levels of HGH in your bloodstream.
Human growth hormone? I've never taken that.
Then why would you go back to Isabel?
Do you want to be with him or not? Because I thought that's what you wanted.
I don't.
You took this? We're going to give it back.
The blow to her head is what killed her. Allison was buried alive.
Thomas Tumor is dead. I'm not so sure.
Should I be worried about you and this Jason guy?
What? No. Curved blunt weapon? That's a hockey stick, Em.
Be careful!
Too bad. You're not going to get a second chance, Allie.
What do you know about Jason?
I'm not sure, but they're definitely questioning whether he even killed her.
Where's page 5? Look, here's page 1, 2, 3, 4, page 6. Where the hell is page 5?
You could have had me, baby, a long time ago, baby. Easier than you know. You and I.
Death out here. Go in there and tell Spencer to hurry up.
I don't want to see dead bodies.
Oh, come on, Em. You love zombie movies.
I like watching them. I don't want to be in one.
They're coming over here. What do I do?
Pretend like you're supposed to be here.
So, I was telling the patient in 212, I am not shaving that.
Spencer, time to go. Now.
Hey, what? Did you find the missing page?
No, I looked in the cabinet where we found Allie's folder. I even tried the coroner's computer, but it's password protected.
How can one page just disappear?
Yeah, my guess is someone got in here before us. Somebody like Jason? Do you think there was something in there that might have nailed him? Something that the cops overlooked?
The only evidence that we have against him is that he's a creep.
That's not true. We know that it was a hockey stick that probably knocked Allie out, and Jason had my stick.
So the first thing I'm going to do when I take the bandages off is go to Cape May. I can't wait to see the ocean again.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you that I know you won't tell what I said, cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Wait, so you think that A came in here when we went home and shot steroids into every frame you own?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry for going through this, Em. Hey, that's mine.
I'm throwing out your stuff, too. Think about it. There's no way A can know which lotions are mine and which ones are yours.
I guess you're right. But not that one.
I don't care if it turned into Thor. This soy moisturizer cost me $100. Okay, you didn't buy it. You stole it.
So what? It's still $100.
You know, chin hairs and back pimples are also side effects of taking steroids.
Can't be too safe.
Morning, girls.
Hannah, your dad called. He wants you to call him back before you go to school.
Whatever.
You haven't spoken to your dad yet?
No, not since he left. Come on, let's go eat breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
Finn, you've barely eaten since you left the hospital.
And licking the salt off of pretzels does not count as lunch. I can't eat anything. Still feel queasy thinking about what A is going to do to me next.
Look, Em, I get it. Believe me, I do. But we can't let A control us like this. The best thing for you to do is just try to put it out of your mind.
Right, no one owns you, Em.
This bitch is just trying to scare you.
Oh, it's working.
I know why your brother broke into my garage.
He's not talking to me. Anybody won't even return calls from his best friend.
What's going on with him?
I have no idea. My parents keep turning to me thinking I'm going to have the answers.
What's he doing here?
He counsels kids on substance abuse.
Why is he waving at you?
Because he had dinner at my house the other night.
Did something happen at this dinner that you didn't tell us about?
No.
Then why are you blushing?
Because I had a dream about him last night, okay? So asking questions.
What kind of a dream?
We were in bed, naked. He tried to kiss me, and then I woke up.
Oh, my God, how could you?
That's what my brain does when I'm sleeping, Em.
Aria, he might be a killer.
Jason is no more dangerous than we thought Toby was a few months ago.
Okay, Toby was never linked to a weapon that could have dented Allie's skull.
Could have doesn't mean he did.
Look, I can see why you're attracted to him, okay? He's mysterious and wounded, and we all know you love to fix things, but you're playing with fire. And besides, why are you dreaming about Jason when you already have Ezra?
I don't have Ezra.
I just thought it was going to be so much easier when he went to Hollis. It seems like every time we start to take a step forward, someone or something gets in our way.
You guys love each other.
You just need to find a way to connect again.
Can we keep this conversation between us?
If you promise to stay away from Jason.
I just spoke to your father again. You never called him back. He wants you to talk to Isabel.
Isabel, why?
Schedule a fitting for your bridesmaid dress.
No, I'm not going to be a bridesmaid.
It's a nice gesture.
You know, I don't even know the woman. It's too weird.
Do what you want. Whatever you decide,
you need to call your father back. Tell him yourself.
Fine.
She's getting tested to see if she qualifies for a prosthetic cornea transplant.
English, please.
They're going to see if they can replace the damaged part of her eyes.
What are we talking about?
Jenna.
They're taking out her eyeballs?
No, it's not the whole eyeball. It's just the flap over the pupil.
Can we not talk about eye flaps while we're eating, please?
Do they really think that this can work?
I don't know.
Toby says she still needs to take more tests to see if she qualifies, but it's possible.
Wait, so if Jenna gets her sight back, does that mean that we're off the hook for...
I mean, guilt-wise, maybe, but if you break somebody's leg with a baseball bat, even if that leg heals, you could still be charged with assault.
She wouldn't come after us.
She still thinks we have Allie's tape.
But we don't. And that'll be much easier for her to figure out if she can see.
But guys, maybe if she can see again, we can stop all this whispering.
She'll lose her taste for revenge.
Yeah, or things could get worse.
It's already so bad. How can it get worse?
Well, for one, she will be able to aim a gun.
Look, Spencer's right. Jenna's scary enough with four senses. Can you imagine what she's going to do to us with all five?
For my sweet chocolate chip, my favorite. Please tell me you can eat these.
As long as that's not jalapeno frosting.
Oh,
Ashley. And this is Hannah's mom. This is Samara.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Samara.
Nice to meet you.
Do you want to go inside?
Actually, I can't stay long. I have to run to a campus pride meeting, but I wanted to tell you that Quinn's mom got sick, so we can't hang in her house tonight.
No way. I was looking forward to it.
I know. I was dying for you to meet my friends.
You're more than welcome to have your friends here tonight. Hannah and I will both be out, so you'll have the place yourself.
That would be great.
Okay.
I'll call you later.
That was really nice of you to offer, but we can find somewhere else to go.
Emily,
this is your home, too. I want you to feel comfortable having your friends over. More importantly, I want you to feel comfortable being yourself. Understand?
Yeah, I do.
But the same rules for Hannah apply for you. No girlfriends allowed in the bedroom. Just girlfriends. Wait, how will I know the difference? I'll let you know. Okay.
Why is it so hot in here? Is it hot?
I am now.
I've been thinking that we could use some alone time. How do you like this thing?
It doesn't lie.
Jason is hiding something in there.
Like what?
I don't know, but he ran across that yard like his head was on fire.
He did not want that guy going in the shed.
Listen, anyway,
I gotta go. I'll call you later.
My number's on there. In case you want to call me, okay? Good luck.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Why is he back?
Who?
Him. That's the cop who was stalking you.
Hannah, he's not a cop. He's a private investigator.
What does he want?
He was hired by somebody to find me.
Who?
My mother.
The whole house again.
And you cleaned up. Girl, you suck at this game.
Deal me out. I will get to this.
Wait, help me. I'm going to my last dollar.
Please.
I'll take one. I'm feeling lucky. Thanks, son.
They love you. I knew they would.
Exactly what I wanted. It was really good.
Oh, did you start it at me? You know I like the frosting. What do
you mean it was buried in the backyard? Toby found it and gave it to Dad.
Where's your hockey stick now?
Dad burned it. In the fireplace. It's gone.
Mom, why are you upset by this?
I'm sure he had a good reason for doing it.
Like what? Like he probably got scared. After all that we've gone through, I think that that's understandable.
Scared of what? You think this had something to do with Allie?
I don't know. But if I found a stick in the yard, I would have probably burned it too. I'm guessing he assumed Ian planted it there. We all know that Ian was trying to frame you.
What if it wasn't Ian that was trying to frame me?
Of course it was Ian. He confessed. He's dead. Case closed.
Sweetie, can you finish making a salad? I think I left my phone in the car.
Mom, why is Dad so upset that Jason's back?
All you need to know is that the De Laurentiis family is not to be trusted.
Jason included.
You think that A was outside?
Somebody is watching us. I don't know how, but they are. Aria, what am I supposed to do? We can't play cards forever.
Emily,
if those lab results get out, I will be permanently screwed.
We'll never get to swim on a team again.
You're playing poker. Bluff.
That's easy for you to say. It's not your relationship A's kicking around.
I think I've had a couple of pretty good kicks along the way.
I'm sorry. Yes, of course you have. It's awful.
Hey, how's your stomach?
It's the least of my problems.
Yeah, well, if you end up back in the hospital, then A really wins.
Come on in, it's your turn.
I gotta go.
Well, call me later, tomorrow, whenever, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
I didn't think you'd still be here. Are we picking up where we left off?
I thought we could finish our talk.
Okay. What's this?
This is a gourmet supper from the finest vending machines in the building.
Certified fresh till 2015.
Would you like to decant the cream soda? What?
Aria, is something going on here?
I certainly hope so.
I mean, aside from what's going on here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you being so,
I'm just happy. I'm really happy. I don't want to keep that to myself.
Cheers.
One more game?
There's still more cupcakes.
Not me. One more, and they'll be able to see my ass in Philly.
Yeah, sorry, Em. We gotta go. My curfew's 12:30.
Sorry. You forgot something.
What's this?
My number.
Oh, thanks.
This is so worth the wait.
I wish you would stay over every night.
Can you feel it killing you? You wanna learn it slow. I'll be your backup if you need to.
You can't stop thinking about me, can you? What are you waiting
for? I think it's her. The caption says Claudia Dawson.
Wow. She's really pretty.
Does it say if those are her kids?
Yep. James is on the left and Clay is on the right.
You look happy.
Hey, looks can be deceiving. There are plenty of pictures of me smiling with my dad, but I was just being bribed with tubs of Chunky Monkey.
You want to see though?
So she's rich now, too.
Not everyone there is. Just because Oprah lives there. So, are you gonna call her?
Sorry. You have anything to eat? You don't really have much food. Can we order a pizza or something?
Sure. Cheese or pepperoni.
Whatever. You know what? I'm just gonna pick it up.
Quinn told Samara what she saw. I know it.
What could she have told her?
I must have looked like I was giving Zoe my number.
Sam, you were giving Zoe your number.
I'm better bluffing at cards.
You have to call Samara.
She's called twice already. I'm afraid to pick up.
Okay, so call her back. Look, if Quinn really did tell her something, you're only making it worse by not talking to her.
I'm sorry I came over so early.
Are you up?
Oh, I was up. Another Jason dream?
What I wouldn't give for just a nice, simple nightmare. Something with a lot of spiders. It was just a dream. It doesn't mean anything. I'm not thinking about him.
When people show up in your dreams, it's not because they want something from you. Because you want something from them.
I have Ezra. I don't want anything from Jason. Byron and I will take turns staying with him, and hopefully we'll be able to get a handle on what's going on. He should be back Thursday, maybe Friday at the latest. Okay, thanks, Chief.
What was that about?
Just letting Mike's guidance counselor know what our plan is.
Wait, our plan was that Mike was going to stay home from school for one day. But does he think he's staying home next week, too?
I told him if he needed a few days that...
Where is he now?
It's in his room. Byron, wait. Before you barrel in there...
Why are we indulging him?
Because I don't think punishing him any further right now is the answer. Okay? We know why he's acting out. He made that perfectly clear to me.
Listen, Ella, he did not break into a house because of you. Okay? He cannot blame his behavior on anyone but himself.
I'm just saying, if you want him to open up and let us know what's going on, alienating him is probably not the best approach.
Well, he's got to get back to school.
I'm not sure he's there when he's there. I spoke to a few of his teachers, and he's completely checked out.
Well, then it is our job to get him to check back in. Come on, open up. Why is this door locked? Come on, open the door. You sleeping?
No.
Are you not feeling well? Mike? I want you to come downstairs, all right? Your mother and I would like to talk to you.
About
everything. About why you broke into that house. Why you don't want to go to school. Why you're locking your door.
Can you turn that light off? It's bugging me.
We're going to be having dinner soon. I'd like it if you'd come down and join us.
All right.
This door, it has to stay unlocked. You know the rule.
Did you think that I wouldn't find out? Do you want something to drink?
Was it because at the fashion show I told you I wasn't ready to be exclusive? Did you just do it to spite me?
Oh, of course not.
Look, if you want to date other people, just say, but don't hit on my friends.
I don't want to date anybody else, okay? I'm sorry if it came off that way.
Came off that way? You practically asked Zoe out.
I gave her my number so that we could hang out as friends. That's it.
You know, she didn't even tell me. Quinn did.
Look, can we just forget this happened and go to the movies?
You slipped her your number after I left. What did you expect me to think?
I was caught up in the moment. That was me trying to connect with your friends.
You know, until you give me a real answer, I can't do this anymore.
Hey, your dad let me in. He said you'd be down in a minute.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to give you this.
Nico Stamos. Kramer Hill Youth Center?
Yeah, I met him at a counseling seminar today. I figured if Mike was open to it, he might be able to help me.
What did you tell him about Mike?
Not much. Why?
I'm just not sure that my parents would know the whole world.
I didn't tell him about the police. I figured...
Thanks.
I did tell him that you were worried about him, though.
Worried was last week. You know what? I have this huge history test tomorrow, and I...
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Right. I meant Monday. Yeah, I'm really behind, and Mr. Banks really piled in on this week.
Doesn't Mr. Banks teach biology?
He does. That's right. I tested biology, too. Big day on Monday, so thanks for stopping by. Bye. Hey, you know, you are the worst delivery guy in the history of pizza.
Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Mind if I sit?
She had two other sons while I was living in foster homes. Why didn't you come get me sooner?
I don't know. But maybe she wants to make it up to you now.
You can't make up for something like that.
I know that you're angry, but don't you want to at least hear her out? You have no idea what's going on in her life then.
I don't want to know.
Yes, you do. Caleb, it has tortured you for 12 years. Find out what really happened, so at the very least you can stop guessing. Look, if you call her, the worst that can happen is that you never speak to her again. The best that could happen is that you actually get to know her. And both are better than what you're doing right now. There now, I saw him leave a half an hour ago. Sam, did you hear me?
Sorry, what?
Look, things aren't over with you and Samara. We'll find a way to explain what happened.
Yeah. How do you explain it? Hey.
Mom?
Hmm?
You should really get going. You don't want to hit rush hour.
It's Saturday, honey. There won't be any traffic.
I heard that they were doing construction on the bridge.
Oh, I was just on it yesterday. There's no work being done. Now what are you doing? Your sister wants me to bring her that navy Burberry coat.
Melissa's back?
No, she's staying in Philly at her condo. It's better for her to be away from Rosewood right now. Honey, do you have any idea where she left it?
It could be anywhere.
Yeah, but I'll find it and you can give it to her next week. You seem tense. Everything okay?
Yeah. No, everything's fine. I just don't want you to be late for dinner. You know how Melissa gets when her blood sugar drops.
All right, girls. I probably should get going. Have a good night. I left some money on the counter for dinner.
Bye, Miss Mason.
Bye, Mom.
Behave yourself.
Okay, what's going on? Do we need to introduce you to decaf?
No, it's too late for that. Just come with me.
Where?
To find out what Jason is hiding.
That smells good.
You take it that went well?
No, it didn't. We didn't talk.
What do you mean? What happened?
I don't think we should be giving Mike space. My parents gave Scott space, and you know what happened to him.
Why are you bringing up Scott?
Because when I went up to talk to Mike, he was rolled up in a blanket. It was like I wasn't even there. And I saw my brother. And what if there's something more going on here?
Mike is not your brother. I'll get the spoons.
Jason either, but I'm not so sure breaking into his shed is a good idea.
It's not breaking in if you have a key.
What are you, Jane Bond now?
God, Jason blacked out the windows on his shed. Aren't you the least bit curious why? We in and out in 5 minutes.
Trust me. To Mike, so you can get close to her? Can we just get out of here? My goosebumps are getting goosebumps. Jason's camera equipment. This isn't for developing photographs. This is surveillance equipment. For his house?
For spying on people.
What are you saying? You think he's been watching us this whole time? You think he's home? Just forget it.
Thank you.
you changed your mind. Come on, the Katy Perry concert's about to start.
I killed my son.
So what? You came here because you missed me?
Actually, I came by to tell you that I took your advice. And I called my mom.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
We had a really good conversation.
Well, what'd you talk about?
Everything. And nothing. We didn't really go into the details of why she left me, but she did apologize for taking so long to find me. And she said that my voice sounds just like my father's.
Wow. What else did she say?
Well, she really wants to see me. And we talked about her coming here. And just made more sense for me to go there.
Went to California?
Yeah.
When?
Tonight.
Tonight? Is it now?
I know that it seems rushed, but I've waited 12 years for this, and after talking to her, I don't want to wait one more day.
No, of course, I understand. So, what does this mean for us?
We're going to talk on the phone, and I'll be back. I'll be back before you know it.
I can see that now, but I haven't seen pictures of Mosey, though.
Well, I have one very good reason to come back. You.
Can I at least drive you to the airport?
My mom actually arranged a car for me. It's waiting outside. Crazy, huh?
I think it's great.
Taking a study break?
More like a sugar break.
Wow. Sounds like more fun than what I've been up to. I had to buy a padlock for my shed. Somebody broke in today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it couldn't have been Mike. He hasn't even left his bedroom since Thursday.
I didn't go there. Listen, I'm glad I bumped into you. I was hoping we could talk.
Like they're friends.
If those two hook up and she starts asking him about that night and he remembers,
you will.
You don't know that. What are they doing now? Oh, forget it. Soon I'll be able to see for myself.
Nothing. Nothing's going on. Just get the hell out of here before anyone sees us.
Jesus.
Jason get those pictures? He took them in Arya's bedroom while she was asleep. She has no idea how sick he is. Hannah's not picking up. Arya didn't either. We'll try her again.
Look, I hope I didn't step out of bounds earlier. I really was trying to help.
No, you didn't. I just have a lot going on right now.
The truth is, I do care about your brother, but I also care about you. And I wanted to tell you in the off chance that you might feel the same way.
I can't do this.
Why not?
I'm not available.
It's me. I'm calling to see where I should go for the fitting.
His car's not in the driveway. I think he's gone.
I don't think we should go back in there.
Oh, so we're going to convince Arya.
Okay, let's just get the pictures and get out. Look, it's open now.